views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to experience the truth. Welcome to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Truth Talk Radio is a hit show that will illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. Unleash your intuitive nature while Deb helps you stop looking outside yourself for value and happiness, breakthrough patterns, and move into your authentic truth at lightning speed. Truth Talk Radio will leave you feeling lighter, help you live with more presence, passion, and clarity, and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Now here's your host, Deb Acker.
Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Acker, and you are listening to Truth Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I help you experience the truth, nothing but the truth. Each month on the first and third Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'll be talking about the most recent energies coming through and interviewing some of the most gifted, inspiring, unique souls, speakers, and authors, all to help you to move into more light, love, and of course, truth. And before we get started today, I'd like to start out today's show with an intention. And my intention for today's show is that everyone that needs to hear this conversation hears it, and that you leave with a fresh perspective and an open heart. So the title of today's show is What Needs to Happen If Things Are Going to Change. And I really want to talk about, I want to address what has been going on in our world today and some of really the underlying patterns that are underneath what's going on and how we can individually and then collectively impact what's going on in this world. So first of all, let's talk about Charlottesville. I know it's very easy and it's very tempting to, so let me first of all start off by saying, obviously what happened there is awful, terrible. And I know it's easy and it's very tempting as individuals for us to just be like what happened was wrong and to, you know, obviously most people don't agree with their beliefs. And so it's easy to create separation there, you know, understandably so, but it's easy to create separation there. It's easy to just say that what happened was wrong. And it's easy to kind of go basically into blame game, right? And what I want to speak to around this event is while it's easy to want to just project, you know, to say I hate them and project more hate onto the situation and onto everything, more hate, more anger onto the situation and onto everything that happened, that is actually not going to change anything. So I want to give you a new, unique perspective on looking at the situation and on how we look at really moving forward in this situation. And so the thing is, so while it may be hard, you know, for us to see it this way, right? Because I mean, you know, someone dying and all this hate that's there, it's a really, really challenging situation. But if we can kind of go with the idea that everyone is doing the best that they can in the moment that they are, you know, in any moment, right? So obviously, you know, and I know this is going to be, it's a very far-stretched idea, so just kind of stay with me, right? And just try to, as much as you can, try to come in with an open heart and an open mind, right? I get that it would be very easy to want to put a wall up, even in this conversation, want to put a wall up with what I'm going to say, but I just ask that you stay open. So in this, with everything that's gone on, you know, in this idea of like everyone is doing the best they can in any one moment, right? Even people that are participating in the KKK, right? Because they have a perspective that they think, you know, they have a perspective that they think is right, right? And obviously, as you move up in consciousness, you get a bigger perspective, right? But their perspective for where they are right now is of this one perspective. right? And so it's, you know, as we seek to change what's going on, right? Because it is so important that we start moving out of white supremacy. It is so important that we start moving out of white privilege, right? And we start moving into an inclusive, a very inclusive world, right? And first of all, as I've said before, you know, for anything to change, it has to come out of the shadow. It has to come to the light, right? And so, you know, these things that have been occurring and that are occurring in our world right now, they've been happening for quite some time, but it hasn't been out in the forefront, right? It's still happening. It's just happening behind closed doors. And so, first of all, the fact that this is coming to light is a positive, right? Because it's starting to show us, okay, here's what needs to change. This is happening. We can't pretend it's not happening. And it's a lot easier when things are going on behind closed doors and when we're not, you know, seeing it, you know, in the news, seeing it in our world, that, oh, just to pretend like it's not happening. Doesn't mean it's not happening, right? It's just this way that we as humans are geared. But if we go with this idea that, so right now in our evolutionary consciousness, right, there are different people in different levels of consciousness, right? You know, some people are at lower levels of consciousness, some people at our higher levels of consciousness. And this is not to say that either any level of consciousness is right or wrong, right? But if you can kind of see, you know, from this perspective of someone being a younger soul and just they're thinking in their mind that they are actually doing what's right, right? I can start to see it from that perspective, right? Even seeing them from a more of a childlike perspective, right? A kid who doesn't know any better, right? That this is what they've learned and they don't know any better. And, you know, that's been widely publicized that Martin Luther King had talked about when he was out in the world in the movie. You know, darkness cannot drive out darkness, right? Light can do that. And hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And so I bring this to the forefront because, you know, I think it's so important organizations and white supremacy and all the things that are going on, if we meet them with hate, we are only putting more of that out into the world. So I know it's easy, right? We want to take a stand for, you know, what we believe in, understandably, right? And I do not want to see what's going on in our world continuing. And I also know that if I move from hate, or if I project hate, or if I project wrongness onto what's occurred, or onto these groups, that is actually not going to change anything. Because think about it this way. So have you ever, you know, think about a time when you have been dead set determined that what you believe is right, right? And someone comes up and they come up to you and they're literally pushing their beliefs, which are the opposite of yours, onto you. Do you all of a sudden go, oh my God, yeah, I see your perspective. Yeah, like I'm totally wrong. Most of the time, you know, us, the way that we're wired as humans, that's not how we show up. Instead, we show up and we come at them from our defense and they come at us from their defense, right? And what ends up happening is both parties usually walk away angry, right? Or they walk away going, I'm right, they're wrong, and it doesn't solve anything, right? Now, here's another scenario for you. You know, you're dead set, you believe that you're right about something that you believe in. And instead of this person coming from that energy of you're wrong and I'm right, which feel that in your body. So let's just take a second here. And I want you to feel that in your body. This like I'm, you know, I'm right and you're wrong. Right. And feel how that feels. And it feels heavy. Right. And so noticing that, right. And so instead coming at it from this perspective of, so now feel this, right? You're like, I'm right. And you know, I know what I'm talking about. And someone approaches you and says, hey, I'm curious about that. Tell me why you believe what you believe. Tell me why you think that way. Notice how that feels in your body. Notice which one feels heavier, which one feels more open. So it's important right now that we're coming at things, and this is not about necessarily sitting down with someone from the KKK, but though that's not out of the question either, but just coming at this and approaching everything that's going on in the world, right? Everything that's happened with the election, because I still see it's interesting. Like I'm on social media. And a lot of times, truthfully, just because I know that I need to protect my energy and protect, because I really want to help people to have this awakening so that they can move to these higher levels of consciousness so that we can end, that's the role that I want to take in this, right? So that we can end the perspectives of like that there is any right or wrong, right? That we can start to move back into collective oneness. So that's really where I'm coming from. But sometimes I'll end up looking on Facebook and I'll look at, someone will post something political, and I'll start to read some of the comments. And it's truly, at this point, it is truly horrifying the way we as humans are choosing to talk to one another. It's not really talking at one another, right? It's again, it's an us versus them mentality. It's a lot coming from blame. It's a lot from like, it's also like, so there's this way that, the people who voted for Trump, they feel like they were vindicated because they were like, okay, well, we won, so we were right. Right. And it's easy to kind of come at it from that perspective, but right in what way? Right. It's from the perspective that I'll see is I'll say, okay, in terms of Trump winning, it's bringing everything that was in the shadow. It's bringing it out of the shadow. So, okay. But there's this way that like, it's like if you're seeing it from the black and white perspective of like, okay, well we won because so we're right. Well, okay. It's time to start to open to more. Right. And say, if you did vote for Trump, then it's also not coming in and going, look at what your president's doing, because that also is creating more separation, right? So there's this way that we have to start to choose to come together. We have to start to choose to come in with an open heart and more understanding and an open mind. Stop pointing fingers and stop. You know, it's interesting. I was reading this one post, and it wasn't even related to anything political. But this person had posted something, and someone had posted something that they didn't agree with. And this person literally started attacking, like she attacked them, what they looked like. She attacked like anything she could see from like their social media page or whatever. She started attacking them. And again, like, you know, we need to respond to that person who's attacking them with compassion. And we also need to initially respond from compassion. Just because someone has a different viewpoint from you doesn't mean that they're still a human. And I think there's something in our culture today where we're forgetting that the people, you know, and especially over social media, especially online, right? It's very easy to see something from this perspective of they're like someone not really being a human, right? Because they're not standing. And most of the time we don't know who's even saying something, right? So we're completely forgetting that this person that's sitting across from us, that's posting online, whatever it is, that they're just a human being, right? And let me tell you, I know I've said this periodically throughout my show, but you know, what we do to another, we are also doing to ourselves. I know most of us like have forgotten and I get it, but we've forgotten that we're all connected, and it's time for us to start to remember that, right? It's time for us to start to remember that what we do to somebody else, we are actually doing to ourselves. It's time for us to shift from this place of right and wrong and really hurting one another and attacking one another to this place of curiosity and understanding and compassion, right? Because let me put it to you this way. Do you think that anyone who signs up for the KKK, they likely, you know, did not probably have a very loving childhood, right? You know, they're likely subconscious, right? If you think about So our true nature is love. Our true nature is inclusiveness. Our true nature is oneness, right? So think about how much energy, and this is, again, this is subconscious, right? Because, we're in the process of awakening, right? So we're always kind of in the process of awakening, but especially right now, right? But think about, so our true nature is caring and compassion. Our true nature would be to show up as anything but that, right? And the truth of the matter with that is like I said, most people that are showing up that way, it's again, they're young souls, right? It's from a youth, and it's also likely from a place where they're hurting really inside, right? Again, they might not be conscious. There's probably a lot of pain going on there. And this is not about, I'm talking about this from the KKK, and it's not about I'm just using that as one example, right? It's one example of a gazillion that are going on in our world where we are creating more separation. We are moving closer together, right? For us to be able to see ourselves in another being, right? They were talking about about privilege, right? And Brené Brown was talking about the fact that everyone has privilege. It's not just white privilege, right? If you didn't see her video, I highly recommend watching it. But she was talking about, in her classes, right? And she would ask every single person. So she said she had a mixture of all different ethnicities and all different races in her classes. And she would ask, she would say, tell me a way that you have experienced privilege, right? And every single race, ethnicity had some version of how they experienced some version of privilege, right? So it's occurring for all of us, but it's really, really important that we start. So the change that sounds so cliche because it's it's been said before, but the change that we want to see in the world is the change that first we need to make within ourselves. So it's like noticing how you're showing up in these situations, right? How are you responding, right? If you're responding if you're meeting anger with more anger, you're putting anger out in the world, right? It doesn't make what happened or what was done right, okay? So, it's the same thing. Like I do a lot of forgiveness work with my clients, right? And, when a parent has done something that's terrible or that's awful, there's many times a hesitation for us to let go of letting them off the hook. Because we think, okay, if I let them off the hook, then I'm saying what they did was right, right? And part of the work is to realize that actually you letting them off the hook is you letting you off the hook, right? And so it's not exactly the same, but there's this version where we people need to start opening up, right? And getting more curious and approaching things from curiosity and from compassion versus from attack or wrongness or hate or anger. Because again, that only just puts more of that out in the world. That only just puts more of that out into our society. It does not help anything. But if you can approach someone who has a different belief from you from curiosity, from compassion, from knowing again that in general, I get this may not be true for every single person, but just knowing that people are doing the best that they can until they know and can do better. And again, seeing that little child that lives within them that somehow learned, that you may not believe in, that they somehow learned that was actually what was right, right? And recognizing that when we hold people to that higher space, they actually move into it, right? But if you're expecting them to be at their worst, they'll move into that, right? So you get to make a choice in every single moment. Can you see someone, as hard as it may be, right? This is also, this time that's happening is also an opportunity. It's not only an opportunity with, to change what's going on the outside, but it's an opportunity to change what's going on in the inside. It's an opportunity for us to say, okay, well, like, what I'm seeing right now in my world, where does that live in me? Right? Where does any sort of racism and hatred and anger, where does that live within me? Because I always say, if it's in your field, it also lives within you. And so I take full accountability. This also lives within me, right? And I'm taking the steps necessary to clear this and to shift this and look at it, right? And so it's important that we all look at, okay, what's my role in creating this, right? How have I created this in my world? And so, you know, that's one piece of it. And really just being able to see, you know, so to approach situations and these people, and I hate even saying it like that because it sounds, again, there's an energy, I feel the energy of separation in my face, these people. But being able to approach that from compassion, being able to see them as a little kid who just doesn't know any better. And until they know better and do better, right? Until they know better, they can't do better, right? And can you see a piece of yourself in this person, right? Because, you know, you might not be, I'm guessing most of the people that are listening to the show are not in the KKK, but where have you judged another, right? Or said or did something to hurt another individual? Because that's one version of the where this lives within you, right? And as humans, we're naturally wired to judge, right? Part of that is for safety, right? Because we want to make sure, like, we're protected. And year, you know, thousands of years ago, and I know I've said this before, but thousands of years ago, we had to kind of be aware and wary of the people, right? Of people around us, because we're like, okay, they could kill us. And so we got in this conditioning of this is how, you know, we go about life. You know, we see someone who's different from us. And this isn't just about someone who has different beliefs, but this is about, like, you know, someone who is struggling mentally or physically or has had, you know, maybe had some serious trauma or serious abuse. And maybe it's actually visual on the outside, right? And how many times we go into judgment, or many times we go into the space of resistance is one piece, right? Oh, I don't want that to happen to me. And we go into the space of, like, you know, there's that space where we can be mocking. And instead we need to start to see. So, you know, what I'll always say is that, you know, I work a lot, like with my clients, I clear, one of the biggest things that I help people clear is pain, trauma, and abuse, right? And if there's anything that I've learned is some people are just carrying their wounds on the outside and some people are just carrying them on the inside. Same thing. It's the same stuff. It's just, we're just so conditioned, like, to be able to look at things from the physical perspective as opposed to looking at it from more of the internal perspective, right? So it's really important in these times to be able to start to bring in and infuse that compassion. Because, you know, it's interesting because I'm even feeling as I'm talking about this, I'm feeling really emotional and feeling just really, like, I'm just really sad for everything it's really hard. It's like, I'm feeling really sad that for what's happening in our world. And I also, like, I want to see things be different. And I also know that one of the biggest ways for us to see things change is to change what's in us, right? To look, as Michael Jackson put it, to look at that man in the mirror, right? And so we have to start seeing that what we do to another, we are doing to ourselves. And we have to start opening our hearts and asking questions, right? Like getting more curious versus trying to judge or automatically, whether we see someone, whether it's online or it's in person, and making an assumption about them in any way. One of the invitations that I invite you to today is to start to look at that within yourself. Where does this live within me, right? How did I create this in my own reality? And try to get an understanding of what that looks like for you, right? And then, like I said, taking that understanding and taking that compassion and that curiosity and taking it out to your fellow man. It just, to me, it's just, it just makes me really sad to see how much we're hurting one another. I got news for you. Like, you know, if you've ever posted something and you've said something cruel about somebody else in the forum, because, or said something cruel because they have a difference of opinion than you, I mean, that's where you start, because we have to be open and be willing to look at ourselves and be willing to start to awaken to this, the next step in our evolution as people is starting to love ourselves first and then love one another, even if we're different, even if that person is not the same as you. So we are going to take a quick break. We're going to continue this conversation. You are listening to Truth Talk. I am your host, Deb Acker. When we return, we are going to explore more. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Welcome back to Truth Talk. I'm your host, Deb Acker. Today, we are talking about what needs to happen if things are going to change in our world. And we're going to talk about Houston, too. I want to bring that in. And to wrap up this conversation with the political piece of it, well, at least the main political piece of this, I want to share a story. So there's a someone that I've known for years that had voted for Trump. And again, no, you know, like we're all entitled to. And so this person, and I'm using him more as just like the everyman example, right? Because I know that this is really common and it lives within all of us. And I want to use it to highlight some patterns, not at all to make this person wrong in any way. So, you know, this person voted for Trump and obviously not it's unfolding. And I guess some people still think it's a good thing. And that's totally your choice, right? And seeing this in that way, or this person specifically isn't seeing this in that way, right? But there's a way, so instead of saying, okay, like, I take ownership, like, I didn't realize I made a mistake, I realize that, like, now, you know, I see it differently. So the person knows it's what's happening, or is seeing it from the perspective of something isn't good, and yet there's this way that instead of saying, I'm going to take ownership and take responsibility, instead of going, well, he's using it to point fingers in other directions, right? So it's like, oh, but the people that voted for this, you know, did this, right? And that's what I bring forth, right? Is these places in us when we do voting, right? It's just in life, right? But how do you show up when you do something and later you realize it was wrong, or you said the wrong thing, or you made the wrong choice? How do you show up in that situation? Because there is an opportunity right now where we are being called forth to take responsibility for our actions, taking responsibility for our choices. So like when I was first starting the show, actually, I interviewed someone from IPEC. And I know I've talked about this. I know I wrote a blog post on this, and I've talked about this, I believe, before on the show. But IPEC categorizes, they have something called the energy leadership model, right? And I just want to go through there's like the first three levels of energy leadership, because part of what needs to be happening as a planet is we need to be moving ourselves up energetically. The benefits of moving ourselves up energetically is as we start to move into higher levels of consciousness, right? Again, we realize we're connected, right? We realize that what we do to somebody else, we're actually doing to ourselves. We start to act into always coming through. And an awesome benefit of it is that we return to the powerful manifester that we all are, but we've forgotten, right? So, you know, you wonder why some people seem to be living a magical life. Well, and many times it can be related, right? And and the fact that they've cleared out some of the stuff that keeps them sort of tied to the physical world and tied to creating the way that we've been trained to create the physical world, i.e., oh, it has to take so long for us to create X, Y, and Z, right? And, you know, one example, people ask me all the time with my business, right? Because I've been creating my business very quickly, and they're like, how are you doing that? A lot of it's energy related, right? And so in IPEC's model, they have the first level that they talk about. So that's the lowest level on their scale. It's basically victim. Right. And when I say victim, I'm not talking about someone being attacked. I'm talking about where we don't take ownership of things in our life. Where are we victims in our life? Like, oh, there's nothing I can do about this. Life's just happening to me. You know, we're not actually taking steps to, you know, if we don't like something, we're not taking steps to change it. I mean, there's a gazillion different ways that this pattern or this energy shows up. So that's level one. And that can be a very common place where a lot of us get conditioned to hang out, right? Like, I don't have any reality, but that's how I can. I have to work every day, and that's how we get trained to do, to show up. And then level two is actually where you move into it's anger and control, right? And when we think about anger and control, okay, you know, feel heavy in our body, right? But at least if I'm getting angry about something, it's a way that I'm taking at least some action, right? I mean, I might not be actually saying, okay, well, I accept responsibility for how I've created this in my reality, but at least on some level, I'm saying, okay, like I'm angry about this. I don't like that my life isn't where I want it to be, right? So that's the next step in terms of how we move up in, you know, energetically, and how we start to move up into this paradigm of taking responsibility for ourselves. And so the third level is taking responsibility, right? And so that's the level that if you could get to that level where you were like always saying like, okay, I'm going to take ownership of my choices, right? I'm not going to push it outward or put up a wall or put up a defense, which is so common how we get used to show up. And I want to give some examples about of the places where we tend to get defended, right? Or tend to put what I call pushing outward. And so, you know, in this situation, in this example with this man who I've known for a long time, who voted for Trump, you know, he realizes now it's the wrong choice. But instead of saying, okay, like, I made a mistake, you know, I'm only human, because we're all human. And again, we're all just doing the best that we can. Instead of just owning that and going, okay, well, I made a mistake, he goes, oh, well, look at what so-and-so is doing. It's an example of pushing outward. I wrote a post, it's on my Facebook page, which I would love if you feel called to come over and like it. I like to post just organically with what's going on in my stories and also share energy. But I put up a post yesterday about a place where I was pushing outward. And basically, the long and the short of the story is I got on the call, I'm changing some things over financially, and I got on the call with someone. And the process was really, really difficult. And in this course of our conversation, I found myself kind of being on the defense and just sort of like really sort of kind of creating a fight with this woman. There was no reason to create a fight, but I was like, I think I was feeling frustrated. And so I will say that. And she wasn't helping it because she was sort of meeting me in the defense too. So that wasn't great. But what I will say is, so I got off that call and I was like, why? Because many times our defense, and this is really important, so I want you to really take this in. I'm going to say this a couple times because it is that important. When we are pushing outward or when we are defended, our defense is underneath our defense is pain, right? Underneath our defense is somewhere in our life where we've been hurt by something. So instead of looking at that, which, because we're not, as a society, we're not conditioned to look at it, right? We're not conditioned to say, okay, I'm gonna look at this. I'm gonna actually look at my role in this. Instead, we are conditioned more so to go, look at what you did wrong in that situation, instead of saying, look at what I could have changed, or look at how did I create this within me. So first and foremost, like I said, a huge part of our journey right now is going inward and taking responsibility and starting to look at these places where we've been hurt and we've hurt others. Okay. And so when I got off that call, I love energy. I love clearing. I actually really, and that's why I do the work that I do. I love patterns. I love clearing patterns. I actually love people's messy parts, their messiness. Like, I love that. Like, that's one of my favorite parts. I just think I was like, okay, why did I show up that way? Why did I create a situation where I was like creating conflict with this woman? I don't know her from Adam. I didn't need to show up that way that of showing up for me. I don't typically show up that way, but I was like, all right, I decided I was going to recreate something that an old way I used to show up. And I said, well, why did I do that? And for me, what I realized is that I had, like, when I was 5 years old, made a decision that money equaled anger, that money equaled confrontation, that money equal. And it was a decision, like, my parents were getting divorced, and there was money would always be a fight, right? And so the little girl that lives within me wanted to give voice to that. She's like, this is how we've been taught to play with money, right? This is how we've been taught to, this is one element, one piece of my relationship with money, right? And I've done a lot of work to clear most of this, but there was a piece that still was there and it wanted my presence. It wanted my attention. And so what I did is I went and I gave it my attention, right? I went in and I asked my little girl, what do you want to say about this? And what she wanted to say, she was sick of money always being a fight, right? Like, she was sick. There was a lot of pain caused with the dynamic and interaction and seeing my parents getting divorced. And she wanted to give voice to that pain, right? And she wanted to give voice to that pain and also that interaction with money and that pain that had caused, right? And so I went in and I actually felt that, right? Because, like I said, most of us are conditioned. We don't look at our own responsibility in everything that's occurring in our life. And it's, we're being called. It is time for that to occur, right? It is time for that to happen. And so, I ask each person that's listening to this, or you're listening live, or you're listening on the replay, I ask for you to go within and to start taking responsibility. If you really want to see what's occurring in the world changing all the way across the board, start taking responsibility within yourself of where you're creating that. And, you know, along those lines, I want to talk about what I believe. So like I said, at the heart of my work is all clearing patterns and pain and trauma and abuse. And I love these pieces of ourselves. I love our imperfections. I love our vulnerabilities. I wrote a post at some point that was talking to the fact that I feel like those parts of us are the most trustable, right? Because if you think about it, what we're used to putting out in the world is our perfections. Like, look at how much I accomplished. We tend to put out and project from this space of doing, right? But the reality of it is that, you know, like, look, when I say doing, I mean, look at how much I've done. Look at how much I've accomplished. Look at how successful I am. Look at where I'm, you know, where I'm going with the vision of doing, but it's a little bit less hardcore, right? Just look at all I'm doing in the world. And we are being called. So there is a trend that is starting, and I'm really excited about it because it is at the heart of everything that I do and all the work I do with my clients, right? But there's a trend that's starting that's moving us from this old space of perfection and look at how much that I'm doing and look at how great I am and us just putting forth those pieces of ourselves that we believe are the only parts of us that are lovable or enough. And there's this trend that's shifting from that to being willing and putting out there our imperfections, our pain, our vulnerabilities. And so it's starting to occur even in the marketing space, right? Where I'm starting to see some people marketing to messiness, right? And marketing to imperfections versus this is how you get a six-figure business I'm so successful, right? People are starting to be willing to really share their full story. And I have on my website, if you want to check it out at all, I share some of my story as well on my website. And I'd love, if you feel called to tune into that. But I'm mentioning this because I'm wanting to encourage you and to open the space for us all to start to be able to share those pieces of ourselves. We don't have to come in so defended and defensive and from the space of I could do no wrong, right? There's nothing wrong with me, right? We don't have to come in from that space. We can start to come from the space of like, I'm not perfect. I am doing the best that I can. And really sharing those places where you're not perfect, right? Sharing your pain, sharing the things that happened to you that defined you that maybe weren't, like the perfect life and all those pieces of perfection. So, I encourage you to look at that. Where does that live within you, right? And how do you show up when it comes to really sharing your truth, right? When it comes to really sharing those pieces of you that are like the most vulnerable, right? And the most raw and the most real. How do you show up? I always say, so I teach, I've been calling them love, light, and abundance energy clearing classes. And I had mentioned on the last show that I'm actually changing, I believe I mentioned this actually, I'm changing the name to Clearing Patterns and Pain Energy Clearing Workshop. But I've been teaching these workshops. And one of the things that I talk about just in my intro as I share my story is I talk about this idea that, when we can own our stories, right, when we can own our pain, that is when we are truly set free. So think about it. It's kind of like the kid that goes to school and has, they go to school and they don't want kids to find out, maybe they don't have a lot of money, right? So they don't want kids to find out that they don't have a lot of money. And so they're stuffing it down, praying that nobody finds out about it, right? And there's that, right? Which doesn't feel good. And it's understandable, obviously, as a kid, you know, when you're going to school. But imagine, you know, if we lived in a world where it was like, there was no shame around anything, right? But there's no shame around, okay, I only have a certain amount of money. There's no shame around, you know, I mean, around your upbringing, there's a gazillion things I could list, right? But imagine living in a world where you were just living like, this is who I am, right? Like, this is where I came from. This is who I am. Take it or leave it, but this is who I am. Can you imagine being that grounded and that embodied in your truth, right? That embodied in your story that's like, I love myself that much that you can't rock this boat. The boat being you. Can you imagine how liberating that is, right? No more hiding. I mean, we get so conditioned to hide these pieces of ourselves. Like, oh, I want you to find out about this. I can tell you, like, as I've shared my full story, right? No hiding. It's totally liberating. And I'm telling you, like, it's like I meet so many people, and I tend to work mainly with women, but I definitely work sometimes with men too. I meet so many women and so many people that are like, oh my God, I can totally relate to your story. I have my own version of that. And so it's through these imperfections and through our vulnerabilities and through sharing our stories that we create connection, like true, real, raw connection. Not this connection of like, let me show up for my perfect self and you show up from your perfect self. And then let's put like you can kind of feel, well, I can feel the energy of that and tune in and see if you can feel that, right? One perfect, quote unquote, perfect being who is coming forth from a defense showing up, and another perfect being that's coming forth from a defense showing up. And they're basically like butting heads, right? You can feel like there's just sort of like, if both people come into the room and no one's willing to, as we start to open to our imperfections and open to our vulnerabilities, there's this opportunity we relax, right? You can just totally relax into that. And there's this opportunity for us to help, you know, inspire each other from that as well. It's interesting because I'm in this networking group and we met, it was a couple of weeks ago now, but we met and we were talking about challenges we've had with clients, right? And there is one who, and I'll say, bless her heart, where she is, right? I mean, like, no judgment here, but she is coming from what I call masculine energy. And I've talked about this before on the show, but for anyone that's newer to masculine energy, it's like that doing, it's like making things happen. It's like, look at how great I am. It's all these ways, these old paradigms that we're used to playing in, right? I don't have anything wrong with me. And so she's coming in, she comes in from masculine energy. And, you know, we're trying to have this conversation of like, okay, like here's a time when like when something went wrong in my business, right? And you could tell like, she came in and kind of was like, I've never done anything wrong. I never had an issue with a client, right? She shared a story, but the story was sort of from the story for the exact story. But what ends up happening actually when we show up that way, it shut down. When she showed up that way, it kind of almost created, people ended up sharing, but it didn't feel as safe of a space, right? Because, okay, we're going to show up from our perception, beautiful parts of ourselves, like the safest parts of us. If someone's saying to me, like, I was abused, that's a safe space. And it's not a safe, and when I say safe, it's obviously a very traumatic moment that's occurred in time, but that it's trustworthy, right? Because it's like, if someone's saying that, like, they're letting down their guard, right? They're letting down all of the pretenses and all the things that we're trained that we're allowed to say and what we should say and what we shouldn't say and all those versions, right? And they're coming to you with this an openness and a vulnerability and just a relaxed state, even if it's, even obviously if they're not relaxed, but it's just a more open state. And so, you know, I just want to leave you, like, I want to finish with just a quick energy clearing. Now, for those of you guys who are new to energy clearing, we're just going to be bringing light all the way through the box, and we're going to expand that out 5 feet, 10 feet, all the way out to the entire universe. And the light is always the truth of who we are, and it's the truth of who we came here to be. And from what I've seen, it's the quickest way for us to shift, transform, and change. And I would say when we connect out to the entire universe, that's the return to us being infinite beings in a body, and that's the return to our power. And I might say something then, just like everywhere that you're blaming, everywhere you're blaming yourself, everywhere you're blaming someone else, you want to see that coming out of your body and then just breathing in. I'll give you a positive alternative to breathe in, like light or love or truth. And so with that, just closing your eyes and just taking a nice deep breath and just exhaling out. And just connecting to the light that's 300 feet above your head. And we naturally do this in the place to just see, sense, or feel that light. And slowly begin to allow the circle light to come down in through your forehead, down past your eyes, down past your ears and nose, down past your mouth, and down into your throat, across your shoulders, seeing the circle light going on your entire torso, down your hips, down your legs, and out through your feet. And then back up through your feet, up through your legs, through your torso and up through your face. Just one more time, seeing the circle light just coming down through your entire face, down your neck, across your shoulders, down into your torso, down your leg, and out through your feet. And then back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And just expanding that light out 5 feet, 10 feet, just seeing it getting wider and wider, wider, covering your entire city, covering your entire state or country, covering your entire continent, just super, super, super big, just allowing your body just to open, expand, and breathe, and expanding out into your entire world, just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and expanding out into the entire universe, past all the planets, galaxies, and stars. Good. And just everywhere you're blaming, so everywhere you're blaming yourself, everywhere you're blaming others, everywhere you're being blamed, all versions of that, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in love, and breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in love. And everywhere you're living in a separation mentality, everywhere you're living in us versus them mentality, exhaling that out and breathing in love, breathing in truth, breathing in connection. Breathing in love, breathing in truth, good. Breathing in connection, breathing in love, breathing in truth, and breathing in connection. And everywhere where you're hurting yourself or you're hurting others, everywhere you're not seeing yourself in someone else, and everywhere someone else is not seeing themselves in you, and everywhere you're judging or criticizing others, just exhaling that out of your body, and again, just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in self-love, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in self-love. And the last one, just everywhere you're not willing to own your pain, you're pushing outward, everywhere you're in defense or defending yourself, everywhere you're feeling the need to defend yourself, all versions of that, just exhaling that out of your body. And again, just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in self-love, breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in self-love. And just slowly bringing your energy back into your body and taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. And just slowly feeling where you are sitting and opening your eyes if they're not already open. And with that, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Truth Talk. I always love hearing from my audience. If you have a comment on the show or like to introduce yourself, you can send me a note on the contact page of my website at deborahaffer.com. And there you can also sign up for my free Living in Your Truth guide. And make sure to tune in 2 weeks since we will be exploring the most recent energies and taking live callers. So in the meantime, I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to talking with you next time.
Thank you for listening to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio every Wednesday at 3 Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the truth of who you are and who you came here to be. Each week, Deb interviews an inspiring guest and illuminates the truth to a wide range of topics, including love, life, purpose, career, consciousness, and abundance. Welcome to the world of infinite possibilities. For more information about Deb, including how to contact or work with her, visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week for more Truth Talk Radio.